This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. Win, lose or draw, McDelivery will always help bring home the 3 points. And speaking of points, order now on the McDonald's app and you'll earn reward points through every delivery. Order today, rewards tomorrow. You in? Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus, rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
So hello and welcome back to Blues Focus, where today we're going to be doing the opposition review. Today I'm glad to be joined by Cozzy from the Take That Chance podcast. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, Tommy. Yeah, still getting used to the season starting, to be honest. It's been a whirlwind for us. Finished in, obviously finished at Wembley. It's been a quick turnaround. And yeah, we were weird last week. I don't know how you felt being in the ground in July, but a good old World Cup there.
It would have been nice to have had the World Cup, but of course FIFA decided to have it in the winter in Dubai, not Dubai, Qatar. today we're going to be talking about our upcoming fixture tomorrow, Friday night. What we can expect from the Terriers and how Cozzy thinks the Huddersfield are going to get on this season, which is kind of my first question, actually. Your first game of the season, which we briefly touched on there, was Burnley. It was a 1-0 defeat. But how did you feel like you got on in that game?
Yeah, we were very poor, to be honest. It's been a very turbulent off-season from the moment John Moss didn't give us that penalty and the VAR didn't give us the other one. So losing as manager and then later on losing our manager kind of 3 weeks before the season and then losing his two best players in the week leading up to the game. So it's been a far from ideal start to the season. Obviously, a rookie coach coming in, just kind of Danny Schofield promoted from within. The chairman says that was always going to be the plan once Carlos moved on, but I don't think anyone expected it to be so quick. So, it looked like it was, to be honest, Tommy, a rushed pre-season, not a lot happening, players kind of not connecting with each other. Obviously, we've got quite a lot of new players in players last season who Carlos Corberan didn't kind of see fit to be in the first team or starting last week. And I suppose you've got to look at who we were playing as well, obviously. Vincent Kompany, the Burnley Revolution, starting there. Full of energy, full of optimism, really good signings. Josh Cullen were brilliant on the night. And yeah, we were a poor second. I mean, I know the scoreline only said 1-0, but to be honest with you, it flattered us. And disappointingly, we didn't really land a blow in the game. We didn't even get stuck in. We didn't have a shot on target. We were at home, first game, big crowd in there. And yeah, so disappointed. But football works is very black and white already after 90 minutes of pressure's on. But so it's going to be an interesting game. Tomorrow night, and I remember I came to the game at St Andrews in, I think, late Feb, wasn't it? And you were in a bit of a state at that time, to be honest with you, but we were rolling and we beat you so comfortable. You were very poor and
very poor,
but it's a totally different team, totally different coach. Obviously, you've got a kind of new owner now, new manager, used this as your boy has gone, so it's two teams, really, that are pretty unrecognisable from when we played only a few months back.
Yeah, it's very true. I mean, our new ownership is like a complete merry-go-round with all sorts of stuff going on about a bit. But we won't get into that because that is just an hour and a half of stuff. Never-ending story level. This, honestly, just doesn't stop. But speaking of which, you've had a transfer window in which you've had your left-back and your best central midfielder go. I mean, you've got a fair bit of profit from them, in fairness. You did get 10 million for both of them. With that money coming in, do you see anybody being replaced with it? Or is it just is it disappointing to see them go above the Forest?
Yeah, it's almost like a double kick in the you-know-whats, really. Not only did they obviously beat us in the playoffs, they took, and you could argue, Olympiacos, obviously owned by the Forest owners, took our manager as well. So it's like kind of treble kicking, really. But obviously, Premier League's big, big beast in it, and you can't blame the guys, you know, for going really in that as well. And yeah, we've got replacements, but I think the thing is, Tommy, we've not really replaced the fullbacks, midfield. We had a guy come in called David Kazuma, played at MK Dons. He's already out for a month, can't believe it. He only played 40 minutes, came on as a sub, he's done his hamstring. So that's a big blow for us. Matty Pearson, who were a rocket at kind of the back last season, he's out for 6 months, maybe the season, if you're led to believe, broke his foot. Yeah, and obviously we kind of signed a guy called Jack Radoni, highly rated AFC Wimbledon midfielder. But again, these guys have never played Championship football, so it's a big ask. And what Danny Scuffer did last week, he kind of went with a tried and tested the players who, to be fair, Carlos didn't use quite a few of them, but and it backfired really. It looked a team, you know, that didn't know each other, players that were a bit out of their depth. But the trouble is, Tommy, it's one game. We were playing a good side against Burnley, and it's been a weird pre-season. Really weird. We were playing like two teams every kind of Saturday for like three Saturdays. Mm. So it really odd. And yeah, I think it's an easy thing to throw that, because that's been the talking point this week. It's like, well, hang on a minute. This actual team's never played together that played last week. And yeah, it's a big loss. I mean, Lewis O'Brien, massive. He gets us up the field. And obviously he's not there, but we're going to have to learn to live without him, Tommy. But I suppose if last week's, anything to go by. I think the big thing for me, if we go to St Andrews tomorrow and put in a performance like that again, then I am worried, because obviously, with again, no disrespect, the opposition's, I don't think it's as strong as Burnley, but if I mean, to be honest, for me, it's really weird, but the performance is just as much as a result tomorrow for me. I want to see a big reaction. I want to see, trying to win the game, to be honest with you, because I think just last week, might have been when we were in the Premier League in 2017, 18, 19, where we kind of just sat back and invited Burnley on. I think in the first half, we had 20-odd 4% possession. I think, bloody hell, did we actually get promoted in the end? I mean, this is a Premier League game, because, it was crazy. But, I want to see a bit more go forward tomorrow. But I won't lie, I think any Town fan who were there last week, we can say it's the first game. And I think everyone's in football now, everything's black and white, and no one gets any time. Yeah. But, I want to see a lot more tomorrow night, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Is that the sort of mentality that you're going into the game with? Like, we've just finished in the playoffs. Where did you finish last season? Third, was it?
We finished third, 83-4 points, I think it was. And that's well, incredible season. Beyond as wildest dreams, just as we kind of bet you, I think in February we went on this ridiculous run. I think we won 7 out of us last 8 and only drew the last one. So we were never going to challenge Bournemouth, to be fair. They were away and gone with Fulham. Mm. But you've lost the man who kind of spearheaded the coach, the guy who kind of got it all together, and obviously you've made left back, you go forward. I think that's what worries me a little bit, Tommy, kind of the fullbacks. I just think in modern day football, your fullbacks are huge, pretty much. You've gotten asked them to do both jobs. And we've got a guy called Josh Ruffles, to be honest, he didn't see much of first team action. He was always, behind, the fullbacks last season, and came on and he had a tough night against Burnley. But what do they say? We go again. It's going to be a fascinating game. I'm really interested. I mean, it's first week in August, but again, I'm looking for a reaction. Obviously, you've got a good draw last week, so you'll be coming into it with a little bit of
confidence.
First home game. Are all your stands back open yet, Tommy? Is that still
No, they're still down. Yeah, they're still down. You're going to have to enjoy a half-empty stadium of atmosphere.
It's for us, it's going to be interesting, but I want to see just a good, but honestly, I'll take a 1-1 now, Tommy, with a really good performance and something to build on, because there were nothing to build on last week.
Is it surprising to see a team that finished in the playoffs start the season so poorly?
I don't think so, because of the mitigating circumstances. It was short pre-season. We lost the manager. We didn't lose him straight away. It wouldn't have been so bad if he kind of walked after the final. But, it went on for 2-3 weeks. There seemed to be a breakdown in with the powers that be, at Huddersfield, the transfers. I think a couple of deals he had lined up, Carlos, and they wouldn't push him through. And obviously, that would annoy me, O'Brien, a tough load, because, you're thinking, get them out there. But to be fair, they didn't play any of his pre-season games. So, and in the opposition, so... Yeah, ideally, you'd like to come in there and come in. But I think there's a lot of teams with that short pre-seasons and strange pre-seasons. I think a lot of teams, I know the Premier League, and a few have gone on tour, but I don't think many in ours have. I've noticed they're playing like local games. It's been a bit strange. But again, we've got a new coach with his, supposedly new ideas. We didn't kind of see much of that last week. But obviously, it'd be interesting tomorrow night how he sets it up. And you've got a guy like Josh Caroma, who in the COVID season, he was brilliant. Honestly, we were This guy were electric, one of the best players in the championship. I were thinking we'd take some offers. Last season, Tommy, he never got a kick pretty much from about Christmas onwards. He didn't even make the squad for the Wembley.
Wow.
And he played last week. He was subbed off after 60 minutes. He was really poor. So I think there'll be a few changes from the team last week that takes his place at St Andrews tomorrow. But again, our old friend, Mr. Bakuna, what he played up front last week? I saw some weird formations.
Yeah, mate,
the thing is, mate, he can do anything, man. He might get sent off for a 2-foot tackle. He might score a 30-yard free kick and stuff as well. So, but we'll have to be on his guard against him. But
yeah,
interesting times at this. It's never dull, but it's just a bit frustrating for us from a fan base. It's, you always know in the championship, if you lose the playoff final, you always know your best players are vulnerable and things. Yeah, so it's
absolutely. Yeah,
and to be honest, maybe his business, might not be done, but it's. Yeah, he's got to find solutions, Danny Schofield, or otherwise he'll be under pressure early on. And it's crazy to say that after one match, bloody hell.
Yeah. I mean, like, with the fixtures that you've got coming up, I don't know whether I'm testing your knowledge of it here of the opening first five games or anything, but with the first at least three games, so you've already lost the Burnley game, you've got us tomorrow night, and I don't know who you might have afterwards, but would you be expecting at least 6 points from these next two games, or will you be happy with four or anything?
Honestly, like I kind of said, I mean, I hope we go to win. I think to me, the intent is as much as what we get. Tomorrow, obviously, we don't want to lose, but I want to see us attacking. I want to see us going. I want to see something a little bit different. And it seems crazy when you've just come off a season of 83 points and pretty much nearly promotion if the officials had done a job at Wembley and what have you. But it's like, some of the football were pretty much kind of sitting there and, kind of, nick a goal and stuff. You saw, I don't know if you watched the playoff final, but that was us all over. We were like an hour, we kind of just sat there, game of chess, can we get a nick a goal and stuff. And honestly, a little bit more than that, to be honest with you as well. But it's, I think you'll be looking at it, though, thinking we've got a chance, building on last week's good point and home game. It's like the first home game. Hopefully everyone should be up for it. I know you've had a bit of turbulent summer, as always seems to be at Birmingham.
Absolutely,
manager changes off the field, boardroom changes and stuff. So, when I went down last year, I kept 100% the fans were out of love with it. Not just the team, but the club. I felt they were real. It did feel a good place to be, really.
No, it's a toxic place to be at the moment because there's no trust with anybody. It's always very on and off. And I don't know. There's no clarity with anything. And I suppose with a team that's obviously you being a Huddersfield fan, it's harsh for you to see it even more because obviously you've just come that close from being promoted back to the Premier League to losing your manager after you've done such a great job for you last season. It's what happens to football fans, unfortunately, and it's what turns football fans away from the team that they were so invested in. So, I mean, like with that Burnley game, was that the sort of feeling you got from it? Like the club was sort of slipping back into being a Championship club again almost?
Yeah, I think trouble is, I think you get delusions of grandeur a little bit sometimes at Huddersfield then, because when all said and done, it's like, we've got a proud history like many clubs as well, but it was a bit of a freak season. We came from nowhere, a bit like when we went up in 2017. Obviously tipped us, last season to get into the Premier League. So the reality is, we're always going to sell us best players and things like that as well. But it's just, I think, to the coach underpins it. I think the one thing I consoled myself at Wembley, despite, kind of a sick defeat, was, but the players will be hungry. Obviously, Lee Nichols, keeper of the year last year, signed a new contract. Sauber Thomas, Welsh international, signed a new contract. You're thinking, Carlos, he ain't going to be messing about this season. He'll be staying. And then you've got, other players who've had the taste of, the promotion, of push as well. So they'll want that, but obviously, it's a much different kind of setup there at Huddersfield now, so it's going to take time. But the thing is with Danny Schofield, they used to play for us back in, I think we're kind of late noughties, and he was a bit of a hero really for us. Kind of striker, scored a big goal in a playoff semi-final, I think. So I think the fans will give him that backing as well, even though again I think a lot others might say, well, it's a cheap option, typical Huddersfield, why didn't they go and get another promising young manager? But remember when Carlos came, everyone were like, what have we got him from? What's he ever done and stuff? So it's like, and I suppose you'll be getting it with John Eustace. It's like people be picking holes in his past and stuff. It's really interesting because Lee Bromby, who was the director of Football Huddersfield, is a good friend of mine. And I used to watch him play at Watford, and John Eustace used to play alongside him. He was centre back, and John was, I'm sure, amazing at midfield, and he's a really good player with John. And it's interesting, obviously, that they're both obviously Lee got a coaching badge, but ended up like being director of football, and John Hughes is obviously
managing you.
But I know it works in football. The crowd will be on it. Honestly, would you want their job of being a coach or manager? Not for me, man. I know they get paid. But honestly, but come at end of August, if we lose on tomorrow against you, and then kind of the week after, maybe get knocked out of the cup against Preston Tuesday, it's be like already, man. It'll be a knife sharp, and it's a mad job, mad world.
It is, yeah. It's a. I can't think of the right phrase, but it's like, I don't know, hunt or be hunted almost, because it's like you've got to win games, you've got to play attractive football, you've got to get the fans on side, you've got to get the players right. But you've obviously lost Toffolo and O'Brien, but who is your danger man? Who do you think is the guy who's going to change things? Possibly tomorrow night, who do you think is the guy to sort of change it?
Yeah, I mean, he had a really poor game last week, but again, it's first game pre-season and what have you, you know, kind of starting early. But obviously, Sauber Thomas was a massive part of what we did. Not only just kind of what he does kind of on the pitch down the wing, but he's really, we were so good on set pieces last year. I think we're only one of the team maybe who scored more goals against us. And I said that last week, some of his comments were a bit, oh my word, what's kind of going on here? But yeah, I think if anything good comes from us, you know, it will be, will be from him. He'll have to obviously keep an eye out for him and that as well. But yeah, I think he might start, you know, Jack Rodoni, who's kind of a promising young midfielder. I think we're still seeing a few other teams were after him as well. So it's always good when you kind of beat, allegedly, some other teams to his signature and that as well. And it was such a low bar last week. My friend who like did a max out of 10, people getting twos and ones. So
yeah.
It was a low bar. But he came on as a sub and in half. I mean, just the minimum, really, bit of energy, bit of skill. So maybe he might be the man. But there'll definitely be changes in our team, I think, tomorrow as well. And it's going to be a really interesting game. Honestly, I'd take a good performance in the draw now, Tommy. But anything else will be a bit worry, really, for me.
Yeah, I mean, I'd take that in a heartbeat, especially after the season we've just had. I'd gladly
let's shake hands and we'll just watch Commonwealth Games. Start the game off.
We'll just do a virtual handshake between us now. Yeah. I think it'd be a positive sort of note for the Blues fans, particularly if we're knowing that a playoff team last season are starting to look a bit worried about it, which is something that maybe we should take into consideration about being a bit more optimistic, because you know, it's like we have John Eustace, we have a decent team, but there is always that danger of obviously getting too overexcited about everything. And then, you know, we actually suddenly get reality checked and it's like 2-0 defeat. But I suppose one thing I've asked actually is like, what's the formation? What's the sort of setup that the team play at the moment at Huddersfield?
Yeah, it was an interesting kind of lineup last week as well. So we kind of went with a little bit what we've done before. So Danny Ward, the problem is last week, we had one up front with Danny Ward who scored a lot of goals this year, but he was so detached, and like the midfield kind of four were nowhere kind of near him as that. So also the big gap, so Burnley were kind of bringing the ball out, you know, ball up to quite easily really, and kind of getting in behind us and stuff. So there were just big gaps between, you know, kind of players as well. So a lot's going to depend on who he picks as well, because we've signed a Japanese international from Dutch team and that as well. And he's a left-sided defender, so whether he'll kind of slot in, it'll be interesting, you know, to see. Romani Edmunds Green, the guy we had on loan to Rotherham all last season, and got really highly rated when they obviously got promoted and stuff, has come back to us. So he'll be, kind of lining up at the back as well with Tom Lee's trusty kind of veteran who were brilliant for us last season. And yeah, he probably will get Josh Ruffles at fullback. But yeah, midfield's going to be anyone's guess, to be honest with you. There's rumours that Dwayne Holmes, who kind of had a really good season last year, is going to pay the price with Josh Caroma, who, you know, were really put them two were really poor last week. But to be fair, you could have had six or seven as well. But yeah, it's interesting. It's interesting times, really. But yeah, I could see three or four, you know, changes from last week, but it's a difficult one. Because we were saying at half-time, God, if you were like Mourinho, even after one game, you'd have been like three, four subs, but he gave them 15 minutes and we knew it's a bit of a brutal thing, wasn't it, in the first game, a new coach, I think. You know, I know about losing just a right, guys, you're off. So basically we wasted 15 minutes just watching these guys do nothing else, and then the changes come. Tino, you mentioned the guy that's going to go there, Tino Anchoring. So he on loan from Chelsea last season. We got him in January last year. He was never fit. It was really weird. He he gave us one cameo in a game at Coventry back in the last season. We're really good. And last week when he came on a sub, I'm sure he'll start tomorrow, but he had a bit of a bulldozing run when he kind of moved 2 or 3 for him. He really highly rated it. He really weird. He were on loan in Moscow, and he had like an £18 million. But if they were to sign him from Chelsea, they had to pay £18 million, which were a bit mad, really.
Yeah.
So obviously, I don't think he were ever worth that, but I think think he's that highly rated. So it was a bit of a cool, really, to get him back this season. We're all looking forward to seeing how he is totally, you know, fit and healthy as well. And really, it's a weird story, but after Wembley, I went to a bar right next to the ground. It was like Jean Lesoros and that as well. And he came in with Levi Colwell, who were our centre-back last season. And I got having a few words with him. Tino never played. He never put on a sub. And I thought he'd be absolutely like raging with everything, and like, you know, maybe slagging the club. But he was none of it. He spoke really highly. And obviously, Carlos maybe lost a little bit of faith in him. He's gone. So I think once he's gone, Tino were like, right, yeah, I like it. And I'm going to have a chance of playing. So yeah, watch out for him. He's really good. He'll yeah, even Somer Thomas on the day, you know, they could be as good as anything in that division. But it's, we need to be a hell of a lot better than last Friday, Tommy, that's for sure.
Yeah, yeah. With those two that you've just mentioned, does that give you a bit of optimism perhaps to make you think that you could win tomorrow night?
Yeah, definitely. Because, God, again, it's like I'm going to go at you, but he's not or Norwich or, you know. No. I think that's just, to me, it's like I'm always looking at Marcus because obviously, you've got a few changes in your team. John Ruddy's goalkeeper now, isn't he?
Mm-hmm. Did well against Luton.
Yeah, it's well against Luton. And that's a good draw, that. I mean, I know it's like early days, but, you know, coming back from Kenilworth Road with a point, everyone, the old cliche, it's a tough place to go, etc. But again, I just can't get out of my head. Yeah, I know we were flying last year and you weren't flying and what have you, but I'm just thinking we were so much better than you then. It's like, and obviously, we've got in now, and you coach, I think we can't expect that kind of performance, and I expect you to be a lot better than that Saturday afternoon. So it'll be so interesting. Much changed teams, two different coaches trying to put the stamp on their new clubs. It's I think it'll be an interesting evening there.
Yeah, it should be a good game. I think both of us, as it might seem, that we both might take a point early on here, because
we've already agreed it, Tommy.
Yeah,
it's been cancelled. Save everyone's petrol. It's too expensive anyway. So yeah,
let's just say that. Watch you on the telly.
It's on iFollow now. You can buy it, can't you?
For these
weird games. But yeah, honestly, it's really weird, Tommy. We've got this first game on Friday, then we're playing you Friday. They've just moved a game against Blackpool to a Sunday because some rugby's on a Saturday. Saturday afternoon football. We had loads moved end of last season. It's a bit alien to us. So. Yeah, it was frustrating with that, wasn't it? That game getting moved. It's ridiculous for that, wasn't it? From our point of view, I know guys who booked trains for Saturday and stuff. And God, as if your club didn't know that Commonwealth Games on that. That's just, I think you're on about their poor management for the club. I couldn't believe it. It's
We've been doing it
4 weeks before it.
Yeah, pathetic. We've been doing it all season. We played Plymouth in the FA Cup last season, and it was an evening game. And I can't remember exactly what the announcement was over the tannoy, but it was something over like, the trains back from Birmingham New Street. If you want to get back, if you're taking the train to the Plymouth fans, you need to go now. And the game was still going on. It's like, I mean, come on. Like, who sorted that out? Yeah. Plymouth, they're like from right down the other end of the country. They come up to Birmingham on a Tuesday, Wednesday night, whenever it was. Yeah, it's just poor management from all sides, I suppose. It's like, if you've got away fans who have specific booking needs, like, arrange it for them, make a good match day experience, but good match day experiences or something that this club lacked for.
It just seems mad. I mean, the club will probably blame the police, etc. But, you know, the Commonwealth Games, everyone knows when they've been on. And, God, if they've had a problem, it's just, again, the fans just get the poor end of the stick, don't they? But,
like we always do.
Yeah, poor man.
Well, I will just quickly ask for your final prediction, because although we have already touched on this, but I'd like a firm score prediction from you. And
Janinho Bacuna, Lucas Djukovic sent off, and Buzzard's with 5-0. That'll do, but I'm gonna go 1-1 there, Tommy. I think we might take the lead. I think you might come back, and to be honest, like keep mentioning if our performance is anything but and something to build, and I think we'd take that. But yeah, I'm interested in your mindset. Obviously, you mentioned there you'd take a draw, but
yeah,
I think building on last week, and managers will watch our video back, he'd be like licking his lips on what we're going on last week, because we should have been out 3 or 4 down to be half time. But
I think it's just
a different game, but yeah.
I think it's just our strikers that let us down sometimes. Obviously, we've got Deeney, yeah. but I don't know whether his age is starting to show a bit. I don't know how good.
Didn't play much last year, did he?
Yeah. No. I doubt Scott Hogan's abilities at this sort of level now. He's starting to get on a bit as well. So I don't know. Yeah. It's interesting to see. I think a draw is a fair point for both of us, really, because obviously coming off a poor performance on the first day for you and us coming off after a good performance or decent-ish performance against Luton. I think that's a fair way to end this little chat, actually. I think it's a fair enough.
It's all the best, mate. And good to chat to you.
Wicked, yeah. Well, I will just quickly sign off before we finish this episode here. If you want to have a look at the podcast that because he does, I'll be sure to put them all in the description down below. If you're listening to this on a audio platform, then I'm not too sure. I don't do very well other than YouTube, I can't be honest. But thank you very much, Cossie, for coming on and talking to us.
Cheers, Thomas.
This has been very cool.
Look after yourself, mate.
You too, mate. And we'll see you later. Keep right on.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.